Yesterday, we asked for your thoughts on athletic ability. Today, we're going to share some of your opinions and tackle another controversial sports story, but we start on Capitol Hill. That's where members of both houses of Congress held a meeting to hear a speech from a world leader. But it wasn't President Obama. It was Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The main focus of his speech to Congress yesterday was the conflict between Israelis and Palestinians and the efforts to restart peace talks between the groups. During his address, the Prime Minister said that Israel will be generous in peace negotiations. But he also said his country will have specific demands about where the borders of a Palestinian state would be drawn. Palestinian officials said Netanyahu's speech showed he isn't serious about trying to find peaceful solutions. Establishing separate states for Israelis and Palestinians has been the focus of a lot of peace negotiations. But Prime Minister Netanyahu believes the real heart of the conflict goes back to when Israel was first created.
The Palestinians have been unwilling to accept a Palestinian state if it meant accepting a Jewish state alongside it. You see, our conflict has never been about the establishment of a Palestinian state. It's always been about the existence of the Jewish state.
President Obama was also set to talk about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict yesterday, but on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. It was one of the subjects he was going to discuss with British Prime Minister David Cameron. Here you see the two world leaders meeting outside of Prime Minister Cameron's offices in London. The two met to talk about several world issues as President Obama continued his week-long trip to Europe. The President and First Lady also visited Buckingham Palace. That's where they were greeted by the Queen before they took a tour of her famous home. President Obama got to London a day earlier than expected. He changed his travel plans to avoid being delayed by this. It's a giant cloud of ash coming from a volcano in Iceland. Grímsvötn started erupting on Saturday, shooting this ash up into the sky. If you want a little more perspective, this is what it looks like from space. NASA images showing the ash covering huge areas. The reason why this matters is that volcanic ash can cause serious problems for planes. Hundreds of flights have already been canceled across parts of Europe as the ash moves from Iceland toward the mainland of the continent. Officials don't expect this to be as bad as last year, though, when a different volcano's eruption caused thousands of flights to be canceled every day.